The Buck Sexton Show.
But this was one of the grosser things I've seen. She was suspended by ESPN for a week. I have to say, this tells me a lot about our society now, I think, that you can get suspended for a week, for example, for this just disgusting spectacle. And to be warned that you're on video, and then to double down on it and to get worse and nastier and nastier, I think just shows a sort of a form of professional affluenza that is really inexcusable. Now, if she had tweeted out something that was racially insensitive, one thing in a moment of she's trying to be funny and this happens, right? You think something's kind of funny. You don't think about maybe how it could be construed, whether realistically or by the permanently aggrieved as offensive, and you're done. You know, you forget about a week suspension. They'll fire you for that. And of course, that's because the mechanisms are in place to engage in all kinds of immediate action against somebody that transgresses against transsexuals, against minorities, against any number of protected groups, right? But what about those who are just actually powerless? And we're always being told about the defense of the powerless and how that's why there are different standards for different groups of people, because punching up is different than punching down. This reporter who had been given so much is punching down. And by the way, over her car being towed? Really? Look, my car's been towed. Well, I don't have a car anymore, but when I had a car, it was towed. I certainly didn't show up and berate the clerk. And I am just, I am flabbergasted by the whole thing, but I also think that it's noteworthy that this sort of thing gets you a one-week suspension. And you can apologize for this and people will forgive you. But if you say the wrong thing or you tweet the wrong thing, even in a moment of just thoughtlessness with no ill intent, you're much more likely to lose your job and perhaps even your livelihood beyond that. I think this needs to change. I think if we're going to hold people really accountable and hold people to a standard in public view, it shouldn't be, oh, they made a sexist remark or they said something that some construe as racist. You know, that should be the stuff that I think you should be allowed to apologize for. And if it's sincere, people should forgive you for it. But this really showed something deep and dark and ugly inside this otherwise very beautiful and very gifted human being. And this is something that we really need to stamp out as a society. Being mean. I've said to you before on the show, and I really mean it. And I would still say it whether I keep working in media or one day I just find my dream of teaching high school history somewhere. Either way, kindness is our first obligation. It is the single most important thing. And I know that it sounds cliche and you think, oh, come on, it's so saccharine and ridiculous. No, it's true. Kindness is the one thing that we are all in control of day in and day out, how we interact with people in person and, yes, online as well. Kindness, being decent to one another. As so many people say, everyone carries a heavy burden. Everyone has their own difficulties and their own problems. And no matter what kind of debt you're in or what kind of marital problems you're having or whether your kids have decided that they're going through one of those phases where they hate you or you've got problems with your career, you've just been fired, you can't find a job, whatever the case may be, it is fully in our power, each and every one of us, to be kind and decent to one another every day. And there's a real pride that we can all take in that. There's a pride that you can take every day in making whomever you're interacting with, the gas station attendant, the person cleaning up your garbage, the person that, or if you're someone who is cleaning up garbage, the people that you interact with every day. We all have that one, and it's really precious, and it's important, and it's meaningful. To be able to be kind to people is a gift that each one of us have. It's not just a gift that we can give others, it's a gift for ourselves. And I just wish it would be seen that way. And I wish that there were more social impulses that are inculcated in all of us to act that way. 1 week suspension? This young lady should spend about 6 months in the soup kitchen. Back in a minute.
888-900-3393.
You're on the Buck Sexton Show.
Only on the Blaze Radio Network.